Good to see you guys. Had a great weekend. Beautiful weather. Kind of went to the lake and spent the day down there, just out cruising around on the water. Beautiful day, and then went to see family on Sunday. So it was a great weekend. How about yours?
Oh yeah, it would have been a better weekend if I'd had an invite to the lake. Someone informed me they were headed to Smith Lake and just kind of laughed and went on down the road.
I know that there's a lot of sorry people with the boats.
Yeah, we're not calling any names.
No, that might incriminate us. Or incriminate me.
Yeah, and incriminate you. I was safe in the recliner.
I didn't want to wake you up.
Yeah, that's it.
You probably had Emma with you.
No, actually, I don't think I did. I was free to go, but anyway.
Well, you had the dog, and you were watching the dog channel.
Yeah, always watching the dog channel. Because we don't have the SEC network.
You still don't have it.
Still don't have it, and I'm looking for it daily.
And I bet you won't have it Thursday either.
I bet I will be calling. Honey, we've got a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about Ray Rice's situation, kind of a turn of events in that situation. Also, we're going to discuss everyone's favorite topic, Alabama and Auburn, and then, of course, at 5 o'clock, Chandler Nelson will be in the studio with us to discuss Tennessee Tech and his future.
Yeah, looking forward. I haven't seen Chandler in a while. Great kid, good family. And as you said, he has signed with Tennessee Tech, and looking forward to hearing what Chandler's got going on this summer, what he's up to, what kind of conditioning he may have been doing so far, and then when he does head up, to Tennessee Tech.
Hey, I haven't seen Chandler in a while. Went to church with Chandler for years, but Chandler is a big young man. He's going to make some meat on the line for somebody.
Oh, he is a big boy. I don't know if these chairs in here will sufficiently hold him up or not.
We'll brace him. We'll put two together or something. Chandler is a man.
We'll just have him stand up.
Sean walks the line.
Yeah, right. He's about the size of the door.
But we do have a lot of things. Least of not is Moolah is back to visit.
Back again for another week of Where's Moolah.
Another week of Where's Moolah. People's Bank, proud sponsor of that. And the money, or the envelope, should I say, is hidden somewhere in the city of Coleman. We'll give clues out to that 2-3 times maybe before the show is over today.
And I'm sure I know one person who is listening.
I bet her radio is tuned in.
I bet it is.
And for those of you who follow the Where's Moolah, you might want to do this. I've come up with a new idea, so you might want to follow us on Twitter at Coleman Sports. At Coleman Sports on your Twitter account, because don't be surprised if from time to time you get a picture from the area. Now, it will be a very vague picture, but it nonetheless a picture.
That sounds like I thought you had something else
I thought you were reading the board.
And, well, it took me a while to read that. But we now have a possible picture along with a clue. Is that what?
Possible picture. It won't go out today. Maybe a Thursday show, if it's not found by Thursday. And I'm going to say again, I'm predicting no find.
Are you going to predict again that it will not be found before next Tuesday?
I'm going to give clues like it's in the city of Coleman. That's one clue. Go ahead and write that one down.
And then the second clue, it's in the city of Coleman.
Right. And the third one, it's not outside the city limits. Hey, most exciting news. Today, the phone lines will be open. 256, go ahead and write this number down because we're going to need your help in a little bit. 256-737-9951. That'll dial you right into Jay, and Jay will hook you up. And hopefully we can get some discussion on Alabama, Auburn.
Wouldn't you think?
Nick Saban, Gus Malzahn.
Well, there's no controversy there.
No, not
everybody,
at all.
Everybody gets along so well, the Alabama-Auburn fans. There's no controversy between them.
I know I've got one faithful friend who has rubbed me for at least the past year, a great Alabama fan, actually played collegiate ball at Jacksonville State, at Livingston, then Jacksonville State, but a good guy, but I'm tired of hearing him.
You're going to shut him up?
I don't know about that. I don't think that's possible.
You're going to give him the shut-up juice?
So, Eddie, if you're listening, hats off to you, but today's the day.
Eddie needs to get his phone on full charge. Hey, and I saw also, Jason, that on your Facebook page there, you put out wanting people's help as far as deciding, like on shirts and cups and all that kind of stuff. That was the shirts. That was a good looking shirt.
Yeah, good looking shirt. Tyler helped me out with that, of course, getting me started on it. And then I was sticking that logo on everything.
He deserves no credit. He's your kid. He gets no credit.
But Blue was the winner by a large margin. And so we hope to get those shirts coming out pretty soon and maybe some cups and so forth to give away. We'll have trivia night coming up before too long when it gets a little closer to football season. So a lot of giveaways coming up. And Jay, I guess that'll be on your dime.
Oh, I'm sure he's glad to hear that.
He's not listening.
He's not listening. Yeah. He'll know. He knows no way. He's none the wiser then.
Also, today, we will once again visit the world of crazy, crazy news. And, Ronnie, I think you've got a couple of stories, and I've spanned the world to come up with these today.
Yes,
yes. What was that old commercial? Last week.
What was that old commercial? Span the globe. Oh, that was the Wild World of Sports where the guy falls down the ski thing or something.
He was killed 100 times.
Well, that was horrible, yes. Yes, but, I've got a couple. And I know you do, but again, I don't know that we'll be able to talk last week.
Starting us off, before we start heading to a break here in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit of Alabama and Auburn. So where else should we start other than the top man? Ronnie, Nick Saban goes back his first head coaching job, Toledo, where he went 9-2, if I'm correct.
1 year.
1 year and done. Michigan State after that, where he went 34-24-1.
That's pretty impressive, too.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I'm going to be partial.
I can't argue with you on Saban's record. That's one thing I can't argue about.
You cannot argue. Here's what you can't argue. You can't argue on his record, and you can't argue on his ability to recruit.
I will agree with you 100%.
There is no way to argue that. And I heard something a week or so ago. You may have heard it too. He was talking about Saban. Well, it was Spurrier. That's who it was. He was talking about what a great recruiter he was, but he didn't know how good of a coach. You know, basically a backhand there. He didn't deem him as one of the better coaches. I think he put Gus Malzahn on. I'm not saying Gus is not a great coach, but how do you not put Nick Saban basically?
His numbers, no doubt, speak for themselves. At LSU, 48-16 overall.
With a national championship.
Yeah, and 28-12 in the conference, and that's pretty strong considering playing in the West.
That is very strong.
I hate to say it, but that Alabama Crimson Tide, his record, 165-57-1 overall, 43-10 is the standout number for me in the conference.
That's right. That's just conference. That is not just, you know,
and
the
four of those, 40% of those came in the first year.
You're right. That's the first time I've looked over this, but they went 1-4 in 2007. So since then, since 2007, he has lost three, four, five, six conference games
in
since
07.
Boy, is that not dominating?
That's pretty stout. Across the state, my man, as all of you know, Gus Malzahn, not doing too bad, but hard to judge a man after 1 year.
That's true.
Gene Chizik was a hero.
That's right. And give Gus Malzahn. They had a great, great year. Let's see if his year can become years or a career. And I think it will. I don't think what happened to Chizik will happen to Gus Malzahn.
Did you happen to see where Gus has, of course, you know, high school kids and commitments, but has the number one prospect out of the junior class committed to Auburn already.
I did see that.
So things heading in his direction.
However, on the flip side of that, the 2015 school that is right now at the top of the recruiting class is the University of Alabama.
Oh, no question. No question
and
about
then
it.
And
they're going to stay that way.
They
as long
are.
As Nick Saban is there, I think Alabama stays number one in recruiting. Malzahn at Auburn, of course, 12-2 last year. Not hard to give his numbers, 7-1 in the conference. And so his numbers right now, after 1 year, stack up with Nick Saban's numbers.
After one year.
But Arkansas State, 9-3, 7-1. That's not bad at Arkansas State.
I wonder what Arkansas State, and we could look it up at the break, but I wonder what was their record the year prior to Malzahn being there.
That would be interesting. I have no idea. And I did see Arkansas State play at Jordan-Hare last year, and pretty impressive ball team for Arkansas State.
Yeah, I watched it on TV, and they're a quality club. They're not an SEC club,
no,
but they're a quality club for the league that they play in.
Hey, before we go to break, and we're going to be headed that way in about 45, 50 seconds, we're going to give the number out again and ask you to call. Tell us what you think. Gus Malzahn, does he have Nick Saban's number, or was last year a fluke and Nick Saban going to turn it around and make it look like it's looked for the past few years?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that some when we come back.
I'd like to get some other opinion. I know what you think,
and
you know what I think.
That's right.
But what does everyone else think? The number 256-737-9951. We'll take calls as soon as we come back from the break and get into a few other things. Whatever you want to talk about, the lines will be open. We'll be right back.
Here's a message of importance to millions of people who are continually pale and washed out, weak and run down. Doctors will tell you that these conditions are often caused by a deficiency of iron, the iron you need to build healthy blood, to keep your body function properly, and to keep you physically fit and mentally alert. Ironized yeast tablets provide you with a simple and effective way to get the daily iron your body requires. Ironized yeast is a concentrated iron tonic combined with high-potency brewer's yeast, one of the natural sources of vitamin B1. And every daily dose of ironized yeast gives you more than your daily minimum iron requirement in a form your body can easily use and put to work. Of course, pallor and weakness can come from other causes, so see your doctor regularly. But medical studies show that 2 out of 3 women, particularly those between 15 and 50, and many, many men, lack sufficient iron. So if you're not getting the iron your body needs, if you feel weak, run down, and are easily upset, get new pep, vigor, and color for only a few pennies a day. Start taking ironized yeast tomorrow.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell.
Best bets Buick.
See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Welcome back once again to Sports Talk Live on a Tuesday. I almost said Thursday. I'm trying to jump ahead to the weekend already, but on a Tuesday afternoon, Ronnie.
You want an invite to the lake.
Yeah, I want to go to the lake. Back to Gus Malzahn and Nick Saban. Just the other day, Ronnie, listening to another show, and going to ask you this question. Another commentator, I guess you would say, made the statement that if Nick Saban doesn't beat Malzahn this year, he'll never do it. That's what he said. Ronnie is looking at me in starry eyes here, but
was this on TV or was
his thinking? No, he was.
Or
on,
was this guy standing out on?
He was on another show.
Was he standing out on?
Was on from 1 to 5 or?
Was this guy standing out on the side of the road somewhere? You know, I mean, had he escaped from Bryce or you know some treatment facility there?
Yeah, I think he was a little bit strong, but his statement was that Nick Saban had had since 2010. He still hasn't stopped Auburn, and if he don't stop them this year, he will find no answer to Gus's offense.
Oh, well, that is an awful bold statement. You know, I mean, considering Alabama has. Had the best. I understand the recruiting class is just that, but they are pretty accurate. But it's what you do with them after you get them on your campus. I got that. So they've been the top conference for the last. We've been the top conference for the last 5 out of 6 years. And they're going to be it again for 6 out of 7. So, you know, I can't hardly go with that.
Time will tell. We've got a caller and going to welcome. By the way, this will be our first live call in other than Rex, and we're going to welcome to the show. Number 22.
What is up, Mr. Spiegel?
What's up, big man?
How
is
you doing, brother?
This is the number 22 that I argue with consistently.
This is the diehard Alabama fan.
Hey, Eddie. By the way, what part of the world are you in today? The Bahamas?
I got back from the Bahamas last week. I was in Destin the week before. Right now, I'm crossing the Alabama state line from Georgia, been to Atlanta. So I'm on my way back to Coleman, brother.
Hey, tough life. Somebody's got to do it.
I know. Well, the ship ride over or the yacht ride to the Bahamas was tough last week. I will admit. I was hard at work.
Once again, everyone, no invite from a friend, Ronnie, from 22 here.
Something about you and the water that
just leave
no
me out.
Everybody leads you out, don't they?
Hey, Eddie, Jason, I think I know what.
Jason, I did think about you the whole time, though. You know. Just crossed my mind.
You were probably thinking up things you could say when you called in. What you got on your mind? I know it's
right,
Alabama.
And I'm gonna be sweet, so we're not gonna argue about it. What I need you to do, and I want you to be honest. I want you to rank the SEC West 1 through 7, the East 1 through 7. Give me who's gonna win the SEC and how many SEC teams will make the playoffs.
Okay. You know, I'm going to start in the East.
Okay.
I'm going to say the same thing I said the other day. I'm going to go with South Carolina as the winner.
Okay, I'm with you.
Georgia coming in a close second. That one could flip either way, but I'm going to stay South Carolina, Georgia.
We're in agreement.
Florida.
Uh-huh.
Missouri.
Right.
Tennessee, Kentucky. I think Kentucky. Oh, I left Vandy out. Vandy's going to slip
Vandy
in
out.
ahead of Tennessee. Vandy,
so?
Tennessee, Kentucky.
See, I think Kentucky's going to be ahead of Vandy. Okay.
So we're pretty much in agreement on that.
We're in agreement. All right, let's go to the other side.
Okay, when we go to the other side, it's going to get interesting because
it's going to be fun.
This won't be the first time we've disagreed. I'm going to go Auburn, Alabama.
Of course you are.
Ole Miss. Now, that's a hard one to believe, but I believe Ole Miss is going to jump LSU this year.
You think they're going to beat LSU. Okay.
LSU, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, and Arkansas will be the cellar dwellers.
Okay. Now, you're not at Grumpy's Pizza today, right?
Not at Grumpy's today.
Okay. I just want to make sure with those predictions. I thought you might be able to that's what I was worried about. I didn't know if he had a live simulcast or not. Okay.
After those picks, Eddie, he should have claimed that he was at Grumpy's.
He should definitely be at Grumpy's. This guy's he's hosting a sports talk show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know.
Of course, I've got to go Bama since you're playing in Tuscaloosa. I'm going to go with you on Auburn, though. And I'll go LSU definitely over Ole Miss. I'm not sure Ole Miss is going to be better than Mississippi State this year.
Well,
Arkansas is going to be the cellar dweller, and don't be bragging after week one when you destroy them, okay?
No, you know what the line on that game is.
What is it?
21.
Okay.
And so I don't even take bragging. Auburn and give up 21.
Yeah, I'm not going to be bragging about West Virginia either, so we'll both be good then. All right, so give me who's all right. So I've got your choice. So you got Auburn playing the old ball coach who's going to win it. I bet I don't know who this is.
Auburn wins it. You know what happened the last time Auburn and South Carolina met in Atlanta.
Yeah, But that's when you had Cam and you had the big play at the end of the half. Come on, we can't go there. If Cam's been gone, he's gone. He's gone, Chase. I know you're still a Carolina fan because Cam's there, but he was gone. Okay?
Yeah, that's all history, isn't it, Eddie?
That's
all he's got to hang his hat on.
Hey, now I'm not the one that wants to go back to 1893 and count games.
1893, you know, well, we were winning then too, so we were okay.
Hey, Eddie, you said that Alabama wins because it's in Tuscaloosa.
I say the home field. If it was at Auburn, I may flip it.
Okay, Auburn's record in Tuscaloosa, I think, is like 7-2.
How far are you
That's
going
our
back
other
now?
Home
How far
field.
Are you going back? Where are you going back?
We're going back.
All I know is this, Jason. Last time I was there, I think we called off the dogs about the seventh drive and just quit.
Hey, that was an Auburn team that
Jason
couldn't beat
me
even
and
run it.
They asked me. They wanted to get out one of Ingram's old 22s and asked me and let me play that game. I had a bunch of beers even before. That was such a beatdown.
You could probably still play with some of those guys, couldn't you?
They said all you could do is just run backwards. You'll be fine. So, if your scenario is right, I'm probably better off Bama being a one-loss team in the West because that probably gets me in the playoffs.
Eddie, do you think a possibility of two teams from the SEC facing each other in the SEC championship, both of them making it to the four-team playoff?
I believe I'd rather be the second-rated team in the West
play.
And if you beat South Carolina, in your scenario, if you beat South Carolina, I'd rather be the second-place team in the West and get it. I think I got a better shot at getting in so you don't lose that game right before.
Have you heard my theory or seen my theory on moving the Alabama-Auburn game to the middle of the season?
Hate it.
It helps both teams, though.
Well, you see, that's the difference between Auburn and Alabama. So you guys run that spread. You don't like tradition over there. I can't get you on tradition. That's the thing.
Tradition is good, but you can't live on it.
it's that spread offense thing. I'm still waiting for you guys to line up again.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it was good, when we'd line up to see who's man on man.
And Coach Saban spent his days in media trying to
slow that down.
Yeah, slow that down.
We got to find hybrid players now. You can't have big guys anymore. So it's all good.
It has, in a way, Eddie. Would you not agree that it is changing college football and really even pro football to a degree?
Oh, it has. It is. You know, I'm an old guy. I'm traditionalist, and I don't like it, but.
Right.
You know, you have to give these guys like Miles on credit. I mean, they're geniuses at what they do, and they figured out a way to win.
They certainly have.
You know, a lot of smoke and mirrors. You know, a lot of misdirections, and it works.
It's kind of like a wing tee, isn't it? To a degree,
it is. You know, you look at he learned from the guy at Ole Miss, and that's the reason they're such good friends.
Right. Hey,
they created something big.
Eddie, would you think it's also very similar to the wishbone, except you don't have the full bone?
Yeah, it actually kind of is, with the misdirection of the three options going down, and remember the old wishbone day, you just play off the defensive end.
Exactly.
You took the quarterback, you went tailback, if that middle was open, you dropped it off the fullback.
Right.
It is that kind of football. Without the big hogs up front, that's the only difference. When you had the big hogs up front, opened up those big holes for that fullback too.
Right.
Yeah, John Hanna played pretty smash mouth back in that day.
Yeah, that,
as you know.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He could.
As you know. So it was great. So, Jason, is Auburn going to win the national championship?
No, they'll not do it this year.
Who's going to win it?
Oh, that's a tough one, but I don't see anyone standing in the way of Florida State unless somebody looks up and beats them in the playoff.
So you think it's Jimbo back to back, huh?
I think it's a good possibility with their schedule.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think our quarterback was neck and neck with Jameis either, by the way. I think Jimbo was smoking beer a little bit on that one as well.
How do you think he'll do?
I don't have a clue.
I agree.
Everybody's talking about neck and neck going into it last year. I don't have a clue how he'll play. I don't think anybody knows. But if I've got two quarterbacks competing, I'm going to say they're neck and neck, just like Jimbo did.
Sure.
And we're hanging our hat on what Jimbo said, and I don't necessarily buy into all that. I just know if he's not, we're in trouble.
Well, that's true. Who's next? You know, if it's not him, who's next?
I don't know. I don't think it's Sims.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why would you? He's going to be a senior. I mean, yep. I'd take my chances with some younger guys.
I agree 100%. I don't think Sims can do it. So if Coker's not the guy they say he is, we could have some real issues in Tuscaloosa with a lot of talent around the quarterback.
I agree with that, Eddie.
A lot of talent. Well, guys, I enjoyed it. And see, Jason, I was nice.
Hey, Eddie.
This time?
You did well. And we will, I'm sure, get a little more into this as the season goes on. And
absolutely.
Hey, before you hang up, I'm sure you remember this. How many yards did you rush for at Cold Springs?
I don't remember. It's been so long ago, but I did have 225 in one game with six touchdowns.
Yeah.
225 and six touchdowns. That's a career for some players.
It was a good night. I think we played them the next year. I had four and about 175.
Boy.
That was a good band boy.
You licking your chops to play the Hawks, wasn't you?
Yeah. You know, that's where he's not to give Brett Kreider a hard time because I said they didn't play anybody when he played.
Yeah.
You know, I can't talk about my yardage because he just destroyed it. I think he got it about the third game. It's ugly, but I always kid him. I said, I don't care if it pulled you out at halftime. I still got six and you got five.
Yeah. Hey, hold on to any record you can. Us old-timers got to.
That's it, brother. That's it. Well, I appreciate it. It's good talking to you.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for calling, man. Anytime.
I'll listen Thursday. All right, bro.
Good deal.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Eddie, a great guy and just a difference of opinion in the red and white and the blue and orange.
Hey, you can tell the guy he knows his football.
Oh, He knows it. He's played it. He watches it, studies it, lives it, breathes it, whatever else you can do to it.
You got it.
Going to take a short break coming up here in just a few minutes. Want to remind you of something before we do take the break, something important coming up this Friday, and it's Celebrate Coleman, Ronnie.
Big, huge event here that started, you know, after the devastating tornadoes back in 2011. It's next Friday. It starts at 2:00. A lot of bands in different stages and toys and games for the kids and $5 food court. And, you know, there'll be beer and drinks and food from the local restaurants. So.
And just to be honest with you, I've lost all my paperwork.
Well, we're just
that.
Winging it, baby. You know, we got it memorized.
Yeah.
So, but we'll read it after we come back. We can read it after we come back from break.
Good deal. Phone lines are still open. We've got old Huntsville Tiger on the line. And, Jay, we got time to take him before a break, or you want to go to a break and come back? The music says we're going
to a break.
So
yeah, we'll do a break. We'll handle him when we come back.
Got it. Know.
Huntsville Tiger, just roar and hang in there.
Hold on.
I'll come in there and go through your paperwork and find what you're supposed to be.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live.
This is Jack Kris Kringle Benny wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extremely Happy New Year from the entire Paramount Studio in Hollywood. Yes, sir, here I am all dressed up in red breeches and reindeer, ready to spread Christmas cheer in my own puerile and banal style. Isn't it wonderful, folks, how good the holiday season makes you feel? Why, I'm just saturated with it. I love everybody, even Fred Allen. And believe me, it's really a holiday when I can love that guy. But believe it or not, Fred's here with me right now. And if you could see us, you'd understand why our new picture is called Love Thy Neighbor. You know, Freddie, when I discovered what the Christmas spirit did to us, you could have knocked me over with a feather.
With those toothpicks that hold up your torso, it would have been a cinch. Oh, pardon me, Jackie. I forgot. We're pals.
That's all right, Fred. We've said so many things about each other in the past.
Hey, remember the time I said you were so tight, you'd open a can of sardines, eat the fish, save the can for a cigarette case, and then have the key made into a button hook?
A button hook? You know, right after you said it, I tried it, and it worked out fine.
It did?
Yeah.
say? Remember the time. Oh, pardon me, Jack. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Fred?
Remember the time I said I'd knock your teeth so loose you'd think there was a dice game going on in your mouth?
And you're just the guy that can do it.
Oh, Jackie Benny, I could not. You'd have slapped me silly.
What are you talking about? You'd have broken every bone in my body.
Oh, flatterer, you'd have thumped me into a pulp. You don't know your own strength.
Hey, maybe somebody ought to tell me.
Well, I should say so. I'm the weakling.
You are?
Why, of course. I'm just a spineless thing. And deep down in your heart, you know it.
Say, Fred, remember the time I said you were so weak that your arms looked like buggy whips with fingers? Wasn't that an awful thing for me to say?
No, I was the heel, remember? I said that about you.
You did? Well, that was a perfect description.
Well, anyway, Jack, those days have gone forever. From now on, we're friends.
Or you're a jolly good fellow.
No, you're a jolly good fellow. Well, we are jolly good fellows, which nobody can deny.
Yes, sir, Fred, it's wonderful what that good old Christmas spirit will do. Imagine me singing that you're a jolly good fellow. But, folks, that's what all of us here at the Paramount Studio want to tell you for Christmas 1940 and New Year 1941. We think you're jolly good fellows, too, and we wish you the best of everything. And that spirit will carry over all during the year to come. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, this spirit of brotherhood with Fred Allen ends exactly at noon on January 2nd. Because nobody could be expected to love Allen for more than a month in any one year.
98! 98! 98! 98! It's here now. New 98 Super Premium at the red, white, and blue Ingram sign. Power plus economy at your friendly Ingram Oil dealers now. Here's a man that really appreciates that new Ingram power.
Take a tip from me, Harlan Hill of the Chicago Bears. I'm a professional pass receiver, and the red, white, and blue Ingram disc is the best catch I ever made. You can get Ingram's new 98 Super Premium gasoline at your friendly Ingram dealer today. This is another forward step by Ingram, the company that is producing for the present and planning for the future. Remember, you get power plus economy when you fill your car with Ingram's new 98 Super Premium. Watch for the Ingram sign.
Get more gold for your dough with Ingram's new 98 Super Premium at the white Ingram pump with the red top. Get Ingram 98 Platinum treated gasoline at these friendly Ingram dealers.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, 436, 95.5, and the lines are lighting up. We've got old Huntsville Tiger on the line. Old Huntsville Tiger, you with us?
Hey, I'm here. Got a question for you guys.
Okay, shoot it. I don't know if we'll know the answer, but you can always throw a question at us.
Probably going to start a war here, but what's up with Coach Saban whining at the media day about the fast-paced offense? No, it's my opinion. I know Ronnie's an Alabama fan.
Yes, I am. Roll Tide. I'm gonna have Jay. I'm gonna have Jay to cut you off right now.
I think the problem is.
Yeah, I'm kidding. All right, he's back on.
Oh.
Go ahead, Tiger.
I said I think Coach Saban's problem is he can't install it and he can't stop it.
Well, Tiger, I'm gonna have to agree. I hate to, but I'm going to have to agree with you. I don't get the gist of that either, the complaint about, you know, injuries and this kind of thing. I think it's exactly what you're saying. I think every college that doesn't run the spread is having a very difficult time to figure out how to stop it or slow it down or anything else. So I think you're right on the nose. I mean, I hate to admit it, but, he's kind of on the cutting edge and folks can't catch up to it.
Yeah, I tell you, I just get amazed how he, you know, whines about that and the whole issue is, you know, he could stop it. You know, and I can forget the guy's name, but there was a broadcaster just recently said he didn't think it Saban didn't beat Auburn this year, that he might not do it again while he's there.
We spoke of that earlier, and I heard the same comment. Not sure that I agree with it, but hey, it's a possibility. Yeah. Gus has got things rolling, but so are things in Tuscaloosa. So,
I personally could not agree. I just cannot agree with that. They've as I said earlier, the last 5 out of 6 years they've had a top recruiting class. They're going to have it again this year, and some people got to dig at him. Say he was a great recruiter, but maybe not a great coach. Well, he's won 4 national championships. So.
Oh, yeah, he's a great coach, but, we all know he blundered that Auburn game. You know, they should have beat us, but.
I agree with that statement.
Poor coaching decision. Had all their big linemen out there and couldn't run us down. So, man, I was hoping I'd get a little fuss out of you, but I don't guess I will, Ronnie.
I would love to be able to fuss with you on that topic right there, but unfortunately I have to agree with you. I don't like it that I have to agree in this case that you would be right, but you are. I mean, I just can't argue with that point.
So,
I believe that's exactly what's happening.
It'd be safe to say you don't think it's a safety issue.
No, it is not a safety issue at all.
No.
I mean, no one's proven that to me that it's a safety issue.
No, it's not. All right, guys, I'm just going to try to put the air out of my balloon, man.
I'm sorry. Hey, try us again on Thursday, and if it's on a different topic, I'm sure we'll disagree, but that one I agree with you.
All right, guys.
Hey, Oswald Tiger, appreciate your call.
Thanks for calling.
Number again, 256-737-9951, and what this means.
It's a sweet sound of music.
Oh, baby.
It's like manna from heaven.
That music can only mean one thing. It's time for moolah.
Time for moolah. I know somebody's ears is perked up.
Hey, I hope there's more than
multiple,
one set of ears.
Multiple. Yeah. That's right.
Once again this week, moolah sponsored by People's Bank each and every week. But once again this week, moolah worth $100.
Well, another 100?
Another 100 from People's Bank.
Good grief. Wow.
Hey, if you want to get out and hunt it, that's easy money.
That's $250 in 3 weeks.
That's it. Can't beat that.
That's more than the government will pay you not to work.
Hey, you said it.
So, hey,
we'd like to get into that sometime.
Yes, yeah, that's another topic right there. Wow, another $100. And our kids can't play.
No, kids can't play. Immediate family can't play. But everyone else, it's open to you if you want to put the time and the effort in. Again, who knows? You may want to download Twitter and get on Twitter. Follow us at Coleman Sports, because sometime, and it could be in the middle of the week, a picture may just pop up.
I see.
And give you another clue.
Mm.
Little hint on this one. I moved the money or the envelope today.
Oh, now, did you move it today, or after you give the clues, you're going to go move it after? We'll make sure. You make sure that 100 won't be found.
I actually placed the envelope this morning, went to check on it. It was laying loose, had come untaped, laying out, and there were kids everywhere around it, but luckily nobody had picked it up.
No kid, they didn't pay any attention to it.
No, I grabbed it.
But they were paying attention to you, wasn't it?
Oh, I was cursed by 10, 11-year-old girls that I had never seen before in the air.
Oh.
Okay. The first clue to where's moolah. I'll write this one down. I think it's going to take several, Ronnie.
I hope it does.
The first clue to find moolah, you might look overhead. To find moolah, you might look overhead. Now, there's a lot of high places in Coleman.
There are. I hope nobody tries to climb the Catholic steeple over there.
It's not on the Catholic steeple, I can promise you. I'm scared of heights.
I'm scared, okay.
I believe Lowe's has some high shelves, Walmart has some high shelves. There's a skydive company in Vinemont.
Hey, that's true. I didn't think about Lowe's. It'd be like a spider monkey going across there looking for that money. But hey, for $100,
All you got to do is buy yourself a drone, Ronnie.
good point.
Hey, with the money Cindy's made off this, she could buy one.
She could.
It might be a cheap one, but
hey,
she could buy one.
I wonder if she would consider being a sponsor of the show.
Moolah brought to you by Cindy Wilson. You might want to look overhead. I know that is a very vague clue, but we're going to give another one before the show's over and try to get you at least in the general area.
Hey, when you're giving $100 a pop, and last time we thought we were, or you thought you were giving clues that, you know, that were not easily, you know, attainable or easy to find, and then
nothing to it.
Cindy just nails it.
Wow. Talking about the Iron Bowl, Ronnie, some notable games in the past, and we took a look at these earlier. Some of these we're not hardly old enough to remember. 1893, the first game. Auburn beat Alabama 32-22.
That was sad to be some.
What would be the most memorable game in Iron Bowl history, in your opinion?
The most memorable game in Iron Bowl history. Well, I would have to say, it's kind of discouraging. I don't know how it could a more memorable ending than the one last year. Because it had so much on the line. It's never ended like that before. So, you know, even though I'm an Alabama fan, I have to say that for me, last year was most memorable.
Okay, we just got a message on the board here that our guest is here a little early, so I think we're going to go ahead and go to a break and take Chandler.
That's
great. That way Chandler can get on down the road and do whatever he needs to do this evening.
Good deal.
Coming right back with Chandler Nelson. Stay with us. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay. Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, Brisk.
When you are late and in a rush to clean your teeth, do you really brush or do you just brush in a rush? Brisk helps protect you from decay, starts instant action right away. Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
You should brush your teeth thoroughly, but when you have to, brush in a rush. Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay, helps strengthen tooth enamel on contact, instantly destroys most bacteria that cause mouth odor and decay.
Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
Now we're getting a bit used to winter. We're like soldiers in the middle of a campaign, growing hardened to discomfort and better able to take it, and looking with longing toward the day when the war is won and there'll be plenty of everything again, including that good Olga coal. But like good soldiers, we can't afford to let down now that victory is in sight. We must work harder than ever to get every bit of heat from the coal we get, make it go further, and use less. We must figuratively tighten the belts on our coal bins and wade into old man winter with a little less fuel and a little more heat from every ton. That can help make Hitler's ghost walk.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Chandler Nelson in the station with us. But before we talk to Chandler, I want to remind everyone, it's Celebrate Coleman time. The fourth annual event is happening this Friday. It was kicked off right after the devastating tornadoes that hit downtown back in April of 2011. Now continuing with that tradition, we have free entertainment, free kids activities, free fun for the whole family. Lots of shopping and food, and running. Make sure you take care in there. She loves to shop.
Yes, I will, and I'll put it on your account, your charge.
Hey, and you
account.
Know what's new this year? Live 95.
There you go.
Live 95 will be broadcasting from Celebrate Coleman. Events start at 2 o'clock at Fest Hall Market with bands. 2 o'clock, Blue Brass Band. 3:30, Smoke and Mirrors on the Bill Smith Stage. 5 to 6, the band Nick. 7 to 8, Matt Taylor Band. 10 to 11:30, Thad Company. And that's Thad Company. Not bad.
I was going to ask, Thad, did you say company. Bad company?
Yeah.
Bad.
On the Happy Home Stage from 6 to 7, Coltrane. 8 to 9 p.m., Mitch Mann. 9 to 10, Brad Band. Kids' activities will be located in front of Busy Bee beside the chapel. And Ronnie, here you go. Caltrain presented by 4D Farm. I want to see you on that. You'll get on that, I'll get on the mechanical bull. They also have blow-up bounce rides, prize tent, games, snow cones, cotton candy, and right here is something me, you, and Chandler, all three, need to hit the $5 food court.
Oh, I can guarantee you one thing. Chandler will break them up.
Hey, this man right here looked like he could put some down.
Yeah, he can eat some grub now.
Local restaurants providing the food, beer, and drinks available. Celebrate Coleman is put on in association with the Coleman Downtown Merchants Association and Coleman Parks and Rec. So come out and join us live, 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, where we'll be broadcasting live from downtown for Celebrate Coleman this Friday. So, Chandler, little housekeeping business out of the way, and on to you. Welcome to the studio, and tell us, West Point grad.
Yes, sir. Just class of 2014, a little bit of graduate. Get that out of the way. Big step out of the way.
That's right. Something mom and dad proud of you walking across state.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now they'll be real proud when you walk across another one.
The next one. That's the one that gets the money going.
Yeah, so. And tell us who you signed with, Chandler.
I signed with Tennessee Tech University out of Cookeville, Tennessee, about an hour east of Nashville.
Tell us how that process went, how you came to that decision.
Got the chance just to started seeing how God gave me my purpose. He made me 6'4", 300 pounds for a reason.
Right.
So I took that and started working with it and seeing a lot of what I could do with myself through him, obviously, but just letting him work through me and seeing how it went and with that door started opening. So I took it. My junior year, into my senior year, I went to 17 football camps. I was there.
Wow.
Sometimes mostly three a weekend most of the time. Sometimes two, and those start sometimes from 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. So a lot of that, you got to do that to be seen.
I was going to say,
small town
was that the purpose was to get out there and let college coaches see you?
And that's the hardest part, really. I mean, because even if you go and get seen, they're not – they've already got somebody else, you know.
Right.
It's just – some people think it's just a money thing for them to get money. I mean, for some of them it is, but really that's where they get their athletes. Because you can't go to every single high school game.
Right.
Even in your state, not only the country. But through that – they invited me up on an official visit, got to go up there, and they show you around, show you what classes will be like, let you meet all their tutors, and get to hang out with some of the players, take you out to eat. I mean, it's just – that's probably one of my favorite parts of the whole thing.
Sure.
Official visits are great.
Yeah, they just kind of treat you like royalty because they want your name on that dotted line, don't they?
Yes, sir. The funny thing is, some of the players we got to meet, they said, "Don't get used to this." They say, after they get you, hook, line, and sinker, they got you. So, don't get used to this eating real nice all the time.
Oh, that's funny in itself. Chandler, how many did you when you went and took your first visit there? I mean, did you say, "Hey, this is where I want to go. I know it's where I want to go," or how did that process take place?
it actually is, it's kind of funny the way it all happened, because it was the spring at the end of junior year. They came to school. I'd never heard of them.
Never heard
of Tennessee Tech. I had heard of JSU. They were after me pretty hard, mm-hmm. from what I felt and the way my coaches were talking. They were visiting a lot, talking, emailing, and right. they're all in the same thing. If somebody pops up on Jacksonville's recruiting list, it pops up to the whole rest of the conference. They're in the Ohio Valley Conference.
Okay.
So they come up, and he looked at me, and he's like, whoa. And it was kind of weird because he's just checking me out. I mean, trying to look at how my body was.
Right.
And then I went up, and it was actually the last camp of the year. So it was my last. So I get there, and just like any other camp, all right, 40, we're going to start with 40-yard dash, 5-10-5, vertical, all this other stuff.
Did you kind of feel like a cattle at a cattle sale?
I mean, you honestly do. They put a number on you, and you're like, oh, yeah. So that's the way it goes. But I got there, and I talked to him some, and he was pretty excited about me being there. I really liked the O-line coach, and it wasn't that it was just home. At first, it was just like, wow, this is kind of like a little bit like Coleman. Really, the size of the town that the school's in is about like Athens.
Okay.
So it's a little bigger.
It's a little bit bigger.
It's really, honestly, it's probably in between Athens and Coleman.
Okay.
It's a little bit in between, but it's big enough
right.
and close enough to Nashville. But it was home after it was all said and done. It
yes.
just felt there, and I got there and got – what really made it even better was it ended up being all my best times. My 40 ended up being a 5.1. My 5.10.5 was a 5 flat, which was incredible for me because uh-huh. I'd been steady at a certain time
right.
the whole time. So, but I they fell in love with me after seeing me, and they actually pulled me out of some drills just in case something was to happen. They said, we've seen all we needed to see, you know, just take off the rest.
Right.
Just kind of
hang out.
That's
got to make you feel good when they say, we've seen enough, we're going to pull you aside.
You hope it's the, you hope that's what
they're... Every time I was ever pulled aside, it was for another reason.
We've seen enough. and it's not on the good side of enough.
Right.
We've seen enough, right?
Son, you just sit right over here.
Oh, man. And you said, Shannon, did you say that is in the Ohio Valley?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're talking about,
Jacksonville State, Murray State out of Kentucky. Yeah. There's a couple more. I mean, Moorhead State and East Missouri State.
Right.
There's one in Illinois even.
Okay.
But
so you get to do some traveling, seeing the country.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they play – now, they're Division I AA. Not many people know what that is. It's just – well, how I try and explain it to people, it's the homecoming game of your Alabama and Auburns. I mean,
yeah,
really,
but
that's
what. But really good football.
Right.
I mean,
the only difference, honestly, is depth. It's kind of like 3A and 5A football. You got your really good athletes at both sides.
Right.
But you just have more. Not that saying that Alabama doesn't have better athletes than where I'm
going
to go,
because
that's an obvious statement.
Right.
But we can stick. Like 2 years ago, they played Oregon in Eugene, and at halftime it was 14-7.
Wow!
And we and good. Tennessee Tech had actually scored first, which was incredible. So we were stoked, and it was just I was kind of like, okay, this is pretty neat.
Sure.
You know, they're kind of checking me out a little bit. So now the score ended up being something different, but that's depth. I mean, when you got one player that's really good, he ain't good for the whole game.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
If you're
an all-star, you're not going to be good for the whole game, the whole time, every play.
Exactly. So do you know what your schedule is? Do you know some of the people that you may play other than your conference? And if you don't, that's fine.
I can't think. I know Kentucky Christian, they got game one August 6th. So, and that's the only one I can think of right now that's at a conference.
Are you, have they told you whether they may redshirt?
I'm gray shirted right now. So, actually, I don't actually go up till after Christmas.
Okay. Tell what people what that is.
Gray shirt's kind of extremely complicated, really.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I won't be up the first semester. I'll I'll stay here. I mean, I can go up there, but I'm not paying out-of-state fees for...
Right.
So I'm going to stay here, and I have to take less than 9 hours or eligibility clock starts, and don't want that to happen because technically, I mean, everything applies. It's the same as a red shirt, except I'm not up there the first semester.
You're not on campus.
Right. That's the only thing. I'm still signed. I'm there.
Right.
But...
So you have 4 years of eligibility left to play.
Absolutely. Okay. And then if something crazy happens and I get hurt, I'll still have my red shirt to burn. So it's kind of like using a red shirt without using it, really.
Is that pretty common what they do?
When they told me, they could have been telling me this, but when the way they told me is it's very, very true. I'm a young senior. I've just turned 18 at the end of March.
I see.
So I'm very young. I should have been held back in high school or in middle school.
You should be a senior.
Since your mother is a school teacher.
She didn't like that much. But
maybe it was the fact that Martha didn't want to keep you, Jay.
Amen. Amen. Very true. But, the level that I'll be playing at is still, like I said, we'll still play those big Division I teams. But not only that, you got to see some of these guys are. I mean, even at Tech, they have one guy that's going to be a 6-year senior, and that's unheard of too. And he's like 26, 27, like an 18-year-old.
He's a grown man.
He is a grown man, and an 18-year-old. My body is not as mature, and mentally, I'm not as mature as that.
Right.
And that's what they said. They said. Quarterbacks, linebackers, DBs, running backs, stuff like that. We can take them right out of high school. It's not much different for them. He said, for linemen, you're hitting that man, that grown man, every play right in front of you. He said, it's a mental toll on your body. He said, I don't want you to get, because everybody did. They said, we see it all the time. People come in, oh, I'm the big shot in high school. I dominated everybody. He said, they come in, they get down on them. So he said, not that you would do that, he said, because I don't think you will. He said, but I wish we could do it with all of our linemen. I wish we could gray shirt every one of them. He said, because the amount of you mature after high school mentally is insane. He said, even while you're not playing in that time, but the mental toughness and the mental physique of that the gray shirt gives you without you even knowing it is insane. He said you'll be a completely different ball player when you get up here.
And then, like you were saying, Chandler, for a DB, a quarterback, a running back, it's different when you're trying to run away from somebody as opposed to when you're trying to run over somebody.
Run over them,
I mean, I see where that's a completely different.
And really, I'm so glad because the time that I've had, even since I've signed, they're fixing to – everybody's getting ready to ship off and go back to camp. Camp starts for most everybody, not this week, but the next. And just in that time, my body form has changed. They gave me a workout plan.
Okay.
And it has changed – my body has just changed from the way they've got it. And I'm super excited for the extra semester that I'll have to change it even more.
That's what I was wanting to know. And maybe what James was going to ask was, tell us what your workout is. What's your weeks like, I guess?
Okay. Usually when I'm on their program, which is very – our gym, or 2 years ago, y'all heard of the CrossFit Games?
Yes.
Okay, the Rich Frawning that has just won that, his best friend is actually – or was the trainer or the athletic – he did the workouts. I can't think of the word for it right now. So it was very CrossFit heavy. They're not as CrossFit heavy anymore. They've got a new guy, Coach Casey, and he's changed it a lot. He's worked with Auburn, Washington State, the Special Forces. I mean, he's crazy. Uh-huh. So we're super excited about that. but I got there, and one of the first pages in it was a max sheet. So I started, comparing myself. Okay, what am I getting myself into, Start looking at it, like, man, my bench max is a lot stronger than this guy's right here. And then I'd look at his squat, and his was a little bit under mine. Then I looked at all their power cleans and their hang cleans and stuff like that, and they were through the roof.
Uh-huh.
I mean, stuff that I'd never seen anybody get close to getting.
Right.
And I kind of know why now. I said, that's a lot of what we do. So with the way and how intense it is, because, you obviously do condition at the same time, and that gets more and more intense as the summer has gone on. It gets more intense. But a lot of power cleans, a lot of explosive movements, a lot of jumps, a lot of footwork.
A lot of work.
And it's just a lot of heavy weight. A lot of my sets this summer have been 6 to 8 sets of 3, 6 to 8 sets of 2, 12 sets of two, just in crazy. I mean, I've never done stuff like that, so it was a huge shock to my body.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited.
Well, that's great.
Hey, before we let you go, Chandler, we're going to open up the phone line. I'm not sure if anybody would have anything they want to say or congratulate you, ask a question, whatever it might be, 256-737-9951. And, hey, Chandler, talking about the workouts, Mason Jones from Coleman High School was in with us earlier, and he had told me at one point he was drinking 3 gallons of water a day.
Absolutely.
What do you do with 3 gallons of water?
I wish I knew. I mean, and that's just the way you don't notice it. But, I mean, they've even got it cold in the gym that I go to, but, you mean, you just get going, and it comes out, and you can't do nothing about it. I mean, the water goes everywhere.
So is the purpose for that intake, that much intake, is it to keep you from dehydrating, or
Chandler? I mean, really, it's not even that they're telling us. I mean, really, with that much, the amount of work through the power cleans and hang cleans, I mean, it can make you sick to your stomach and actually get sick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that
intense.
Yeah, it's super intense through that, and that's a lot of it. You know, there's nothing that feels better than a cold drink of water after doing something like that, any kind of work. So, you know, we'll be, give me some of that water, you know, right after set. You know, you'll drink a bottle of water without even noticing.
Right.
And it just...
Yeah. I know, kind of changing gears a little bit, but folks around here will probably remember, they will know who the head football coach is at Tennessee Tech. They may not know now, but they're about to, because it was Watson Brown.
Yes, sir.
And Coach Brown Watson was, as you said, he started the program at UAB. He was at Vandy for a period of time. So this guy is known throughout the United States in the circle of college athletics, of football. So
not only that, but not many people know it's Mac Brown's brother as well.
That's exactly right. It's Mac's brother, who was just retired as University of Texas. So, but he did a phenomenal job at UAB.
Absolutely. I think he is what made – I mean, he is obviously what made UAB what it is today, but he had a huge – deal with all, I mean, he made the football program. Nobody knows that. I mean, you always hear of your Nick Sabans, your Gene Stallings, but he got the funding. He went out and did all the work. And I'm just super excited because of that and the men that he's brought back with him to Tennessee Tech. And I don't have to worry about him leaving because it's in his hometown where he grew up.
Oh, is that where he's from?
That's where they're from. And his son is my recruiting coach and the offensive coordinator. He's a super guy as well. And
so he's home, and so he started this program too.
No, sir, not that I know of. I haven't looked into that one that much.
I got you, but he's home. Mm-hmm. He's probably to the age now. He's done all the things he wants to do.
Yes, sir.
And so he's going to be there for the long hauler.
Yep.
So that's exciting. I mean, that's great just to get to know him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, he's a super person as well.
Really?
I mean, he was very straight up with us. Explaining the gray shirt deal. He was super. Super sincere as well. I mean, and he just care. Some of the coaches you talk to, you're just a name and a number, or you're not even a name. You're just a number. They don't. I mean, they don't. What's your name?
Uh-huh.
Where are you from? You know.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see what I wanted to out of you or something. You know. I mean, you can have too much weight on your hand and be like, oh, next person. You know. I mean, just stuff like that. I mean, it's the craziest thing. Nobody'll know until they've passed that. It's just insane.
Right. Got one more question for you. It has nothing to do with football. Do you know what you want to do beyond football, Chandler? Are you
really right now? I'm just kind of awaiting, as many college students are. But right now, as I'm starting, I'm going to go into health. It's a broad spectrum. I can do a lot. I can go in and I can do an athletic trainer. All I got to do after I'm done with it is take a test, and I'll be a trainer. I can be a health teacher and high school coach. I can go from that and be a strength and conditioning coach into college. I would really like to do that. I'm just kind of sitting here waiting.
That's the thing about being able to play college athletics at any level, and it doesn't matter what it is the connection that you make while you're there. You know, if you're there and you're busting your rear end, doing the best you can, and, you know, you stay out of trouble and all those kind of things that you're going to do, you're going to get so much help from those coaches.
Absolutely.
And they're going to network you with so many people till they're going to, you know, you can set yourself up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So many opportunities there that I don't even know about yet that I know are just with so many coaches that have been there a while and just they know everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, and even if it wasn't, I mean, Coach Watson Brown knows his brother. I mean, his brother knows everybody, yeah. you know, under the sun if he didn't. So
sure.
So it's just a blessing, really. It truly is.
Sure.
Chandler, I want to thank you for coming in and visiting with us today. Man, best of luck, and hope we can get you again once the season starts and kind of see what's going on with Tennessee Tech.
Come Absolutely. Back and join us, Chandler.
Absolutely. I appreciate it so much.
When you get up there, how about putting in a good word for some media passes?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
We'll take free football anytime.
Anywhere. Anytime. That's
Absolutely.
Right. Jason will drive.
Yeah.
That's only about 3 hours. That's not bad.
Oh, that's not a bad trip.
We can handle that.
That's right. So, again, Chandler, thanks. Best of luck to you, buddy.
Hey, man. Best of luck.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
A lot for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to go to a break. Be right back. We'll have out in left field the news you've been wanting to hear. We'll be right back.
We're the all new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
We hope you have all answered your Christmas seal letter and used those Christmas seals on all your gifts and greeting cards. This is the time to help stamp out TB. And this is the season for the Reynolds Metals Company to extend to you the very best of all good wishes. That best wish is peace on earth. Much of Reynolds' expanding aluminum production now goes to the defense of the nation, the defense of our free world. But the ultimate aim is peace, always. And the great destiny of light, strong, rust-proof Reynolds aluminum lies in peaceful progress. The Reynolds Metals Company looks forward to the day when all aluminum production can be turned to constructive uses. In a future when the inspired hope of Christmas shall be realized. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics. So serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable. Look for... to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
A while ago, we explained to you veterans and to your families how important it is for patients in Veterans Administration tuberculosis hospitals to cooperate with the doctors. Now, you see, if a tuberculosis patient insists on leaving the hospital prematurely against the advice of his doctor, well, that's his right. But you can see how dangerous this could be. Danger to the patient himself, in that he drags out his illness, makes his own recovery more difficult. Danger that he may expose to serious infection those he loves best, his family at home. Now, therein lies a great responsibility for tuberculosis patients and for their families. Following the doctor's advice may be hard, but it's sure to be wise. Remember, your doctor wants you to get well just as soon as possible. He's doing his part conscientiously. Do yours. Accept his professional advice. Stay in the hospital until your VA doctor tells you that you're well enough to go home.
Thank you.
We get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little crazy, Mary. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, drink it, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it, take, pass it, pass it around. So that I can feel the rain.
Boy, we're back with you, Sports Talk Live.
And hot running. Segment.
This is it. This is what the news is made for.
That's right. This is kind of what our world's coming to.
It's going to be hard to top the Birmingham story from last week, but hey, this is news.
It's news, and you know, we just feel like we need to report it.
This is world news. Our first story, world news out of China.
At least it's not Florida.
Yeah, that's true. It could happen in Florida, though.
You're right.
So you think your beach is busy. Poo goers buy rubber rings to avoid crush of bodies. During a recent heat wave, it seems that the pools in China were overcrowded. Now get this, Runny, and you'd have to see the picture, folks. Yeah. They're all in a small area here. Everyone touching each other except for the ring they have around them. How many swimmers are in the pool? 47,000. Now, I'm not talking about 4,700. 47,000.
How many people live in Cullman County?
I think it's around 75,000, 80,000. So it would be over half of Cullman County.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder you'd have to have a... Could you imagine, though, after having to take your kid to that?
Hey, you don't want to take your kid because one man died after going swimming. Now, as we talked earlier, you can't imagine this happening.
Well, could he not get back to the surface or what?
He was trapped under some rings. Tests on the water found that it was contaminated by urine and fecal matter.
No, now that's there's no way that could
be
possible.
Out of 47,000 people, no. You know everybody's not going to make it.
How could everybody go to the bathroom, the regular bathroom, if they wanted to, you know, with 47,000? Good grief. How big's the pool, did it say?
It don't say in the article. By the looks of it.
About like the aquatic center?
Yeah. It looks to be about two times the size of Point Mallard Pool.
Yeah.
Now, there's no way 47,000 in there at one time, but I think park visitors 47,000. But
I mean, could you imagine even if there was a diving board, you don't even hit the water, you know, you just land on top
no
of
way.
People?
Yeah.
No. You couldn't even get wet.
The water looks black from all the black hair that you see. You really don't
that
see
may
water.
That may not be the only reason it looks
black. Okay, well, enough of China.
Okay, I got one right here. Hey, you remember, this was back in 2009. You remember the underwear bomber?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Made big news.
Well, here's some more news about the underwear bomber. Here's the title of the article. Underwear bomber plot failed because he wore same pants for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Same.
Hey, now, I don't even do that.
Now, here's the thing. When you read the article, you think, or you read the title, you think, you know, wore the same pants for 2 weeks. Well, that's a long time. It wasn't just the same pants for 2 weeks.
No. Don't tell me the old underwear I went for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he had the Michael Jordan Haynes going for 2 weeks. Now, you talk about standing up in a corner.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine that? Let me read this. In 2009, underpants bomber plot failed because a terrorist had been wearing explosive-laden undergarments for more than 2 weeks, and he soiled the the explosives. They got wet, you know. How could that happen, you know? Just because he's had them on for 2 weeks. Yeah. He needed a depend undergarment.
He would have worked out well in that pool in China.
That's right. Then it goes on to say, Joe Pistol, the head of Transportation Security Administration, said that the bomb did not detonate because he had been wearing the same underwear for more than, as I said, for more than 2 weeks.
So the bomb didn't go off because of that.
It got, well, yeah.
It saved somebody.
It saved everybody. But, I got to thinking, what if, and, you know, we've all flown. Those seats are close.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's your visual. This guy sits down beside
you.
Oh,
my goodness.
And you're leaving the Atlanta airport headed to Honolulu. 10 to 12 hours on a plane. How would you like to sit right beside him for 10 to 12 hours?
No, I would have to find me a seat in the men's room.
I mean, you know, how would you like it when they brought you supper? And you're sitting beside him.
I'm telling you, running smells is one thing that will make me sick in a heartbeat.
You couldn't be able to keep the gnats off your food. Ooh. That'd be it'd be swarming so.
Hey, speaking of food.
Yes.
Chuck E. Cheese restaurant making news.
Chuck E. Cheese. You know the guy who used to sing the song about Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, he's going to be singing a different song.
Oh, is he?
Two men suspected of smoking heroin in Chuck E. Cheese restroom. Now, these guys are 27, 28 years old and were arrested last Tuesday after police saw them together inside a stall in the men's bathroom.
Hey, but
now, anytime you see two grown men in one stall,
it ain't good.
Something ain't good.
No, it ain't right.
I don't know what's going on, but something ain't good. But it turns out they were just having a friendly smoke of heroin in the Chuck E. Cheese bathroom.
But now, probably both these guys, they were probably, you know, went in to Chuck E. Cheese as just normal guys, kind of like me and you.
Oh yeah,
and
went in with the best of intentions.
And that's what, Chuck E. Cheese did to these
Chuck
guys.
Chuck E. Cheese has ruined a lot of good people.
Oh, have they?
Oh, Ronnie, I got one more, and okay. I'm going to let you finish it up. If you've got anything, if not, we'll bounce on to some football. Now, hey, I can't imagine this one happen. I'd like to see some mother's face on this one. Delaware daycare workers accused of running toddler fight club.
No.
Toddler fight club. 3 years old.
Read that one more time.
Delaware daycare workers accused of running toddler fight club.
Now, we've all heard of chicken fights and dog fights.
We're talking kid fights. 3 years old. Now, it wasn't enough that they put these kids up to fighting, but they actually broadcast it on their telephone. And we're taking bets on the 3-year-old.
Was Vegas involved in this?
I think Vegas would have stayed clear of that one.
I mean, was there, you know, like we said earlier, was there weight classifications? You know, kind of like Pee-wee, you know, if you weigh X amount, you got to play on the older team, you know.
Video emerged, and you might can pull this up on YouTube. Everything is on YouTube, so you might pull it up. But a video emerged showing them encouraging 2 3-year-olds to fight in an organized battle.
Organized. What does an organized...
Ladies, this was 3 females running this operation.
What does an organized battle look like? I mean, do they have a ring? Do they have a mat?
Oh, I'm sure in a 3-year-old match, they went all out.
I mean, you know, do you have a concession stand? You know, you can get popcorn and a hot dog, you know? Oh, my goodness.
Never ceases to amaze me. The news that is made in this country.
It is wacky. It is really wacky.
And, you know, some of the real news is even scarier than this.
Yeah, and it's, you got that
well, this
right.
This is real news. It's just out in left field.
Way out in left field. Last week was out of the park in left field.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Hey, I got to, let me read this, plug this.
This is not out in left field.
No, this is not out in left field at all, so please don't consider it. But before we go to a break, let us remind you again, I'll celebrate Coleman. It kicked off after the tornadoes took place in 2011. There's free entertainment. There's free food, free kid activities. I wish I could say there was free. Did I say free food?
Yeah, you did say free food. You're giving their food away.
Giving their food away. I could say it was sponsored by Live 95, and Jake's going to be picking up the bill for everybody. But that is not the case. It's free entertainment, free kid activities, fun for the whole family. And the event starts at 2 o'clock, at the Fest Hall Market. There's two bands there, the Blue Brass Band and the Smoking Mirror Band. On the Bill Smith stage, there's the band Nick at 5, the Matt Taylor Band at 7, and Thad Company at 10. Happy Home stage, Cole Rain at 6 o'clock, Mitch Mann at 8 o'clock, and Brad Band at 9 o'clock. Kids' activities are in front of the Busy Bee and beside the chapel. The Caltrains presented by 4D Farms. There's a mechanical bull, blow up bounce rides, prize tent, games, snow cones, and cotton candy, $5 food court. Local restaurants providing food, and there's beer and drinks if that's what you are interested in. Celebrate Cullman is part of an association with the Cullman Downtown Merchants Association and Cullman's Park and Recreation. So come out and join us, Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, where we'll be broadcasting live from downtown Cullman at Celebrate Cullman this Friday, the first day of August.
All right, going to remember that. Ronnie, we got about 5-6 minutes before we go to our next break, so I'm going to throw something out at you.
Is this out in left field?
This is a story that everyone's heard of. We're going to talk a little bit about Ray Rice, and I'm going to throw another one in the mix. Donald Sterling, one of my favorite topics. both making news this week as Ray Rice and the two-game suspension seems to be a popular target around the internet and the sports world.
Huge, huge topic. You know, we touched on it just a little bit last week when we talked about the NFL had suspended Ray Rice for the two games, and you had a lot of people who were complaining, and the NFL was just getting hammered, complaining that it was only two games, and then, you know, other people are saying, well, you know, this doesn't really involve the football team. This is away from the sport, and this should be handled, you know, just as a law enforcement issue.
And I'm actually changed my mind. I've changed my mind since last week when we spoke of it, because the NFL has suspended Ray Rice for two games. And my opinion is it's none of the NFL's business, because, A, charges were never pressed by the lady that was knocked out, and she's actually married to him now.
Which, at the time, they weren't married. She was
They were engaged. They were engaged to be married. Since that time, they haven't become married.
Okay,
and you know, if she forgives him and wants to move on, why can't the NFL? I mean, I know it's a serious offense, and it's always serious anytime there's any kind of abuse or anything like that. But my point is,
no place.
Where
for
do we draw
it.
The line? Right.
No
there's
place,
no place
that.
For that at all. But where do we draw the line in where the NFL gets into your private life?
Yeah. I mean, are they big brother police,
right,
you know, for everything you do, whether it's, you know, on the football field or, you know, at a practice, or do they, you know?
As most of you know, I'm an owner of Spiegel Contracting. I can't police my guys at home, you know, their relationships with their wife or their kids or whatever. That's their business. What they do at work is what they are.
That's your business.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of different opinions on that, but
yeah. And hey, if you're out there and you're listening and you have an opinion,
that's right,
on that Ray Rice situation, hey, give us a call, you know, at 737-9951. Tell us what you think about the Ray Rice.
I could change my mind again.
Yeah, I could change it again, you know, once the facts come, if there's more facts. But you know, give us a call. Tell us what you think about the Ray Rice situation and the suspension, whether it's, you know, hey, it's too much, it's not enough, or, you know, whatever you want to talk about there with Ray Rice.
What about Donald Sterling making news, or actually his wife making the news this morning, as the sale was approved?
Oh, I haven't
by
heard.
A judge. Yeah, sale of the Clippers was approved by a judge, and I'm not sure. I'm sure it'll be on appeal, but not sure when that will happen. But Donald Sterling, a loser once again.
Now, originally, when this all first started, he was all for selling it, and then
right,
he changed,
agreed to sell it,
and then he changed his mind. He wasn't going to do it, right, and
turned it over to his wife because of his mental capacity.
Yes.
And she made a pretty dang good deal.
What was
the club was bought for $12 million, I think. Donald Sterling purchased the club for $12 million.
Oh, he purchased it. He purchased it for $12
million. $12 million, and the sale price, last I heard, was $2 billion with a B.
Two,
so that's a pretty good return on your money.
That's some extra zeros on that check, isn't it? Wow.
So there shouldn't be any complaint from Donald Sterling, but that's another time that, you know, I think things kind of got blown out of proportion. What he said wasn't right. But
no, it was not.
Another time that this country is famous, and we're getting better at it, blowing things out of
proportion.
We can make a ant bed into Mount Everest.
And it only takes, you know, it only takes 10 minutes on the TV program for that to happen. You know,
with the social media today,
that's it.
It don't take long.
Nope.
Hey, we're going to be going to a break. When we come back, you know what time it is, Ronnie?
It is time
for
a
moolah.
Time for another clue.
Moolah coming back to you, sponsored by People's Bank. Right now, if Jay will cue us out of here, we're going to go to a quick break and be right back to finish up a Tuesday.
Thank you, Jay.
Will be with us in just a moment. But first, a short message from the Ford dealers of America. Owners everywhere are talking about the economy of the 50 Ford. Listen to what Mr. Jacob N. Wade of Lyndhurst, Virginia, one of over 420,000 delighted owners, said about his new Ford.
In these days when the cost of everything is up, it's certainly great to own a 50 Ford. For I found that my new Ford V8 gives me everything I'd expect to find in an expensive car for amazingly little money. And in addition to being a low-cost car to buy, I find my Ford is mighty economical to own. I get 20 miles to a gallon and spend very little for upkeep. My money sure goes a lot further since I've owned a 50 Ford. Yes, Ford owners everywhere are finding out about the economy of the great new Ford. They're saving real money now because of Ford's low price. And they'll be saving real money for years to come because of Ford's low operating and maintenance costs. But see for yourself. Tomorrow, stop by your neighborhood Ford dealers. Get the facts on Ford economy. Then take the wheel and test drive the big new Ford.
Here are some most happy fellas, the four lads for Ford.
Standing on the corner, watching all the Fords go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the Fords the eye. The Thunderbirds getting cousin. Get in a Ford, give Ford a try. So don't be standing on the corner watching all the Fords, watching all the Fords. Be the guy who's going by.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
If 5:32. Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, and Ronnie.
It's time for the segment. Time for the money.
Perk those ears up. Get that writing stick out, as we call it here in Coleman. Write down the next clue to Where's Moolah, brought to you by People's Bank.
And tell me again, how much is it worth?
100 smackers again.
Again. 100 again.
Hey, there's nothing short of sponsorship of People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Because I'm telling you, if I was giving this money away, it'd be about $5.
Five, two.
Okay. The first clue, as a reminder, you might want to look overhead. The second clue is, and actually we just came up with this clue, Ronnie.
We did.
We play these games every 4 years. We play these games every 4 years. Add that to the first clue, and that will get you on your way to finding $100, finding moolah and instructions to collect $100.
And I hope I don't... I hope I don't get a don't take this the wrong way, Cindy. I hope I don't get a text from you, Jackson, and send them. It has been found before the sun goes down.
She may have it before we get to the house.
She may very
she
well.
Does, I'm going to check my truck for a tracking device.
Yeah, check up 100. That's right. You get so she's got a GPS stuck up there.
Okay, back to the game we all love and know is football. Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
Notable games in the. Iron Bowl. I guess it's still the Iron Bowl.
It's still the Iron Bowl. Oh, sure.
Okay, some of the ones that people our age, maybe a little over, might remember. Punt Bama Punt, 1972.
I do remember that.
I remember it and have watched it time after time. It looks like instant replay.
I'm sure you have watched it time after time.
I love it.
In between that and Dog Channel.
Yeah.
That was what Alabama was ranked number 2, Auburn was ranked 9, and
Alabama leading 16-0.
Nothing. You would think it would probably be. Most people were feeling that this game is over.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Don't you know the Alabama fans? Were
I was
just
already
going nuts.
Outside cussing somewhere. You know?
And then we know what happened.
Okay, a memorable game for the Alabama fans, 1981, number 315 for the Bear.
Huge game.
I can remember watching that one on TV, and that's something you'll always remember. Of course, since that time, Coach Bryant has been passed.
Right.
And wins by Alonzo Staggs. How did Bobby Bowden come out after all the forfeits and so forth?
He did.
And Free Shoe University.
Did he come up a little short?
Mr. Sullins, if you're listening, I apologize about that statement.
Oh, right boy, is he not a diehard Florida State fan?
What Goodness. About 1982, Ronnie? Bow over the top.
Oh, I remember that one as well. Auburn won 23-22.
Tore the goalpost down.
Down.
And took it to the top of the stadium and tried to throw it over. That tells you Auburn hadn't won in a while.
It had been a long dry spell. Let's see, that would have been Pat Dye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Dye was there at that time. Wow. That was a heck of a football game. And Bo Jackson was a heck of a football player, wasn't he? Great player.
1984 will be remembered as Wrong Way Bo. Once again makes the news.
And it doesn't matter. You know, he was such a good, superior, dominant athlete. He didn't have to do it the right way.
That's
Just give it to him. And he'll take care of the rest of it.
And I remember the next one well, 1985.
Oh,
the
I
kick.
Do too. I was at my in-laws' house, and we were our to-be in-laws' house, and we were watching that our in-laws at that time in 1985.
Four lead changes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Just unreal kick, right? Remember, it was rainy, it's wet, and that was a 52-yarder
that
Van Tiffin kicked.
Alabama wins 25-23, and I can remember the sick. But in fact, I didn't go to church the next day. I'll be honest.
Well, you did. You really backslid, yeah. Didn't you?
The church was filled with sinful Alabama fans.
And you don't be around them. You take your chances that Christ, yeah. Christ wasn't coming back.
I take my chance with God anytime with Alabama fans.
He's forgiving, isn't he?
How about 1989, a game that I attended, actually, the first time ever in Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Remember that game. I sure do. I don't like it, but I remember it.
Auburn, a 30-20 victory at Jordan-Hare. Pat Dye, instrumental in bringing that game. In fact, probably the only reason the game is now being played at the campuses.
You like it better that way?
I love it. I love it.
As opposed to it was all at Birmingham.
I went to a couple of games at Legion Field, and if you got out alive, you never felt like even...
It was a good day, regardless of whether your team won or not.
Win or lose, you got to feel good about getting out of Legion Field alive. But, you know, the tickets were split, supposedly 50-50. It was never that way. It was 70-30, 80-20 Alabama.
Yeah.
Another home game for Alabama. And at that time, Alabama and Auburn both played some games at at Legion Field.
I think since then, have they closed or taken down the upper deck or off
of
it?
They should take down the whole thing.
I know they still play, you know, some, or they used to still play some games. Well, UAB plays.
You know, when they're out, the first thing you see when you go down the street is people out trying to flag you onto the street to park. And they're going to charge you, at that time, it was $10-$15.
I remember.
That'll be $25-$30 to park on the street.
On the, I remember.
But you're going to pay it, or your car will be missing parts when you come back.
And it may anyway, but I do. I remember that as well as it's $10 to park. But again, I think UAB plays there now, which, you know, that's a whole other subject. UAB needs their own. They need their own facility.
Oh, that would, if they, that would
if,
be huge.
If they
want
to, you know, take their program to a, to back to a good, you know, a respectful level again. They need their own. They need their own facility, not playing at Legion Field.
Hey, if you've got a memory of a game, we're going to keep going down the line here. But if you've got a memory of a game, give us a call 256-737-9951.
Yeah, tell us what you were doing when one of the, you know, at even one of these games was taking place. How if you can share that.
Yeah, some people probably want to keep that quiet.
That's right. Some people may not remember what they were doing.
Read in the paper who won the game.
Yes, right.
1993, known as the Radio Championship. The reason that known as the Radio Championship, Auburn on probation at that time. Went undefeated under Terry Bowden.
Oh, okay.
And under the old probation.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Were you there?
No, I was not there, but I was listening to it. Kathy, Christmas shopping. I was at a hotel in Birmingham. I don't remember exactly what hotel, but listening to it on the good old radio. But enjoyed it.
It was played at Bryant Denny, right?
That's what this says. Yes, sir.
I have completely forgotten about that. I've never heard that it was called Radio Championship, though.
How about 1997, the fumble?
Oh, yeah. Another sad moment.
A lot of sad moments on this.
Yeah, did you?
1999, Alabama wins on the Plains. I remember that game, 28-17, Alabama. The Alabama's first victory at Jordan-Hare. Played there, what would that be, 9 years before, every other year before getting a victory?
Yeah, and I think Auburn went about, they had a stretch there. Didn't they win six or seven in a row during the time, you know, Alabama was on probation and coaches changes and those kind of things.
I'll never forget Tuberville at that time.
Yeah, holding up thumb, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
That's one thing you don't do as a coach, you know, especially at a collegiate level.
That'll come back and bite you, and it did.
One of my favorite games, Ronnie, 2005, honk if you sacked Brody.
Oh, good. I felt so sorry for that kid.
Hey, he didn't want to go back out.
I don't
Coach,
blame
please
him.
Please don't make
I would have paid somebody to have taken – I would have taken anybody and put him in my uniform and let him play. I mean, by the time he got the football in his hand, I mean, all he was seeing was the sky because he's already on his back.
Catching a couple of the snaps.
They did. I never seen anything like that.
How about the beat down in T-Town?
That's well-deserved.
Alabama defeated Auburn 36-0 in Tommy Tuberville's last game as Auburn's head coach. The win resulted in a 12-0 regular season for Alabama, the first time in SEC history, and earned Alabama a berth in the 2008 National Championship game. This also ended Auburn's six-year winning streak Alabama.
6 years in a row. But, you know, and I didn't have – I don't know how you felt about Tuberville. I didn't dislike him. I certainly didn't care much for him. But, you know, I can't say that I dislike him, but I was sure glad when he was leaving the Plains. You know, he got some shut-up juice there after Alabama got off.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, after they got off of probation, they made some coaching changes. It wasn't long until the writing was on the wall that his years of dominating the state in football were over.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I'm never a big Tuberville fan. He got a lot of wins for Auburn, but still not a big fan.
Right.
2009, the drive. Greg McElroy threw a four-yard touchdown pass. His number two, Alabama, defeated Auburn 26-21 at Jordan-Hare. I was at that game.
It was a fun ride home, wasn't it?
It was lovely. I had a terrible cold that day. Felt bad as it was.
Should have stayed home.
Not only did I feel bad about the loss, I actually lost on the Vegas line that day.
Oh, did, well,
for entertainment purposes only.
That's what you told Kathy.
Yeah. Shh. 2010, the comeback.
Oh, this is disgusting.
One of the greatest games ever.
Disgusting.
Number two, Auburn defeated number 11, Alabama, 28-27 after overcoming a 24-0 halftime deficit. Cam Newton rallied his troops to outscore Alabama 28-3 over the remainder of the game. A touchdown pass, and this is blank for some reason, but it's to old Lutzenkirchen.
Yeah.
Caught the touchdown pass, 11:55 remaining in the fourth quarter to give Auburn the win. What a game, and Lutzenkirchen, what a loss.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't know, Philip Lutzenkirchen killed in an automobile accident
probably a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago.
Yeah. But, you know, going back to that game, Jason, I can so very well remember. You remember Mark Ingram was headed into the end zone. He was probably 15, 20 yards out. I mean, he was basically waltzing in, and one of the Auburn players knocked the ball out from behind him. It goes end over end over end all the way out of the back of the end zone, which means
a tightrope for 20 yards.
Yes. And you could do that 100 more times, and it would go out of bounds on the sideline.
Pass. Alabama threatening again and drops a pass, ends up having settled for a field goal. I'm not sure if they made that field goal or not.
I don't know. They missed so many.
Yeah. Which brings us to 2013.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Kick, Bama kick.
What can you say?
Another game I happened to be at, and I'd have to say probably the most enjoyable game I've ever been
at. That's the most sickening game I was. But here's the reason I think it's the most sickening game. I think Alabama, I'm an Alabama fan. Alabama beats Auburn. We know they destroy Missouri, and I say they beat Florida State.
I'll go with destroy Missouri, but I think Florida State beats Alabama.
Do you think so?
I think Florida State, just the best team last year. Auburn had them. But the old defense.
It was just terrible. I think if you're an Alabama fan, it was terrible. We couldn't, and not throwing off on any kid. We couldn't even hit a chip shot for a field goal. And then we have a kid goes in that hadn't kicked all year, and he's trying to kick one from 50 plus or whatever, and
Reason Saban went for it on fourth and one,
that's
and
right.
Auburn made the stop.
That's right. Give Auburn credit for that stop right there too, but. I would never in a million years would have thought Auburn would have won that football game. Never. Even though they had a good year and they'd won some miraculous games, I just didn't see any way possible.
I didn't see much daylight, but I did give us a chance. Not a lot, but, hey, the way that year was rolling, anything could have happened.
Yeah.
Ronnie, what would you have guessed? We talked about this earlier. People seem to think Alabama has a dominating lead over Auburn in the series. But it's closer than most people think.
It's a lot closer. Because I looked it up today, too, and I thought, you know, it was a huge lead or much bigger than what the end result ended up being. What is it? Bama's won 42 and...
38-28.
38-28.
That's his modern era since
modern
era games, 38-28. And if Eddie is listening, he is cringing right now because he wants to go back to 1893. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah. The whole time, you're right, it's closer, 42-35
and one.
So
that's
seven
what
games.
That's what I'd say. I didn't know that until I looked it up. You know, I would just think that, you know, kind of in the era that we grew up in our age, for the most part, except for the last, you know, when Auburn won those six in a row, Bama won most of the time, especially, you know, when Coach Bryant was there, and you know, during their heydays. So
since the Bear Bryant days, it has been a different game, very equal.
Yeah.
Auburn leads the series in Tuscaloosa, and this is real interesting. Auburn leads the series in Tuscaloosa 7-2. Alabama, out of 9 games, have only won twice in their home stadium in their home field. Uh-huh. Auburn, 8-4 at home against Alabama. Uh-huh. So
I saw there that Alabama has won. They've won the last 4 out of the 6, and then but prior to that, Auburn went on a streak, you know, and they won 6 in a row. So we'll see how it shakes out this year. Should be very interesting.
About 4 consecutive Iron Bowl winners went on to win the BCS National Championship.
So they play a pretty good brand of football here in state Alabama.
And it would have been 5 if Auburn hadn't let us down last year.
13 seconds.
Also marked the first time 2 different teams from the same state won consecutive BCS National Championships. We take football serious, and it's a different brand of football that we play.
It sure is. And, you know, some of these other conferences, you know, at their media days, they're ripping, you know, the SEC and really all of this, the SEC as a whole. I would just say to them, why don't you just come over here and get you some of this week in and week out?
Well, yeah, the Stoops and Spurrier, of course, in the conference, but on the opposite side of the conference makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. The East is not the West, that's for sure.
Hey, how about those Moolah clues once again? And we'll go to a break. If you're looking for it, you might want to look overhead. And these games are played every 4 years. Those are the clues. We're going to head out to a break, come back, and say our goodbyes for today. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
In every Chevrolet showroom across America, more and more people are looking at the car that's just out and just wonderful, the 1957 Chevrolet. Some are looking at Chevrolet's daring new front-end styling, the bold new grille, big, beautiful sloping hood. Some are looking at Chevy's handsome new rear end with high fashion fenders and fresh new design. Everyone's enthused about the new color-fashioned interiors and the sleek command post instrument panel. And the biggest news of all, Chevrolet's fuel injection. The greatest engine advance since the overhead valve. Plus, 4 famous drives topped by new exclusive Turbo Glide that brings you triple turbine takeoff and a new flowing kind of going. So visit your Chevrolet dealers soon. See the car that goes them all one better. Number 1 in the USA, the 57 Chevrolet.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Soft kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dog.
Armor hot dog.
Love to fight.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live on a cool and beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Ronnie, we were talking during the break, going to throw something new at our listeners.
Lay it on them, Jason.
We don't have but about 7.5 minutes left, so how about this? First person to call, identify if you're an Alabama and Auburn fan, wins 2 free movie passes.
Sound like a...
If it's not the first call... I mean, the last call today, it'll be the first call Thursday. So whichever, the next call we answer is going to win 2 free movie passes.
Sweet.
Whether it be today, Thursday, or 2 weeks from next Tuesday.
And that's Jason's idea. So
Hey, know, this one's on me.
He, so. I was gonna say he's just like Santa Claus.
He's like sending people to the movies.
Yeah. You in the popcorn business?
Hey, Ronnie, what we got coming up on Thursday show?
Hey, on Thursday show, of course, we've got always on Thursday. We have. I'm laughing because we've already got somebody calling for the free passes, and if you're out there, you can probably guess who that is.
Hey, Jay, can you throw her on with us?
Hello,
folks. Guess who this is?
Who is this?
This is Cindy Wilson.
You got it.
I am shocked.
We are going to have to put you on payroll.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I only got a few minutes. I got to go get this $100. I can't believe just 2 clues.
That's all. Yeah.
That's it for today.
Hey, you're killing us, Cindy.
I know. I had the number wrote down.
Hey, Cindy, I know the answer to this, but for everyone else, identify Alabama or Auburn.
Alabama, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. I knew it.
We're going to kind of keep track of this and see. Of course, if you win them all, it's going to be
dominant.
It's going to be a skunk.
Which that's the way it should be.
Hey, Cindy, you know the drill by now. Give me a call tomorrow and pick up your free movie passes, probably along with your money.
Hey, and hopefully I'll be picking up something else soon.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, Cindy.
Congratulations.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Hey, she is on top of the game.
Man, she wins it. If she wins this money, it's just she's winning everything we have to offer.
This is becoming unbelievable.
It is.
Hey, but putting those fingers to work, legs to work, her car to work, if you're willing to put forth the effort.
You should be rewarded for it.
Now, back to what's coming up Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm Cindy kind of threw
complete,
us off
complete lost my track of mine right there when I looked up on the screen. I saw Cindy Wilson's name in bold caps. So, but on Thursday.
And like 15 exclamation points.
Yeah, exactly. You got that right, Jay. Thursday, we will, once again, as we always do, we'll be out in left field for part of our segment. Thursday, we will also have Rex Chambers with us again, giving us the local fishing report of what's going on, you know, whether it be at Gunnersville, Smith, Pitwick, Wilson, and maybe we try to ask him a little bit about Catoma. I don't know if Rex fishes, you know, so much out at Catoma, but he probably, you know, has.
There's some nice fish on Catoma. I fished there years ago.
Yes, there are.
I didn't catch any of them, but I've seen a lot of them.
I saw them in other people's live well, didn't you? So that's what we've got.
My picture took with a few.
That's right. So that's what we've got going on, you know, on Thursday. We don't have an interview set up yet with any of our coaches, but now that, you know, we have the ability for them to call in and talk with us, we'll get our local high school coaches lined up and either get them in the studio or get them to give us a call.
Hey, and a special thanks to Jay for getting these phones. I know it's a lot of work over the last couple of weeks and some aggravating work, but hey, Jay was on top of it and he got these things rolling. So we're in business now.
Jay's the man.
We big time dogs.
That's right.
eBay is my friend.
We don't have to stay on the front porch anymore, do we?
Hey, in the meantime, be sure to visit us at our website or Twitter, Facebook, whatever, live95coleman.com, Twitter, Coleman Sports, Facebook, just look us up, Coleman Sports Talk Live. Just find us wherever you can. Pay us a like, a visit, a complaint, whatever you want to see in the show. Let us know.
Hey, and Jason mentioned, and this is kind of in the works. It's not a definite yet, but where we may broadcast.
Possibility. Not a definite yet, but possibility that we will be broadcasting live from Grumpy's coming up just before the football season kicks off. So we want to invite people to mark that on your calendar.
Sure.
And if it turns out, I'd like to see a lot of people come out and talk some sports person to person there.
Exactly. I look forward to that. Hopefully we can work that out with
Grumpy's. Some people on the radio.
Yeah. That's, give them a headset and a mic, you know, and join us. So, and then possibility there, again, in the planning stages of maybe doing a cornhole tournament in August toward the end of August.
We will be doing a cornhole tournament. And in fact, in the process of getting some boards made right now by Josh Carnes. I'll be giving out his information since he's making us free boards. I told him I'd give him a little plug time. So.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I think we had tentatively talked about the 23rd of August or something like that.
The Saturday before it actually kicks off. Once it kicks off, hey, it's
not anymore. No, you won't get anybody playing then, that's for sure.
Don't forget the show also live on demand. That can be found at live95coleman.com. Go back and listen to it. You never know what you're going to hear the second time around, or for those that missed today's show the first time around.
You got that right. Hey, and again, like Jason said, check us out on Facebook. If you have some ideas or something you'd like for us to discuss, put them on there, and we'll try to get those on the air and talk about them. If you have some crazy out in left field news, put it on there where we can access it, and we'll check it out. It might be something we want to share with everybody. So we just want this to be a partnership with everybody.
Well, yeah, give us a news story, and we'll give you a plug on the radio. Let everybody know, if you want to, where it came from. Some people may not want to know.
Some people may not want to know. That's right.
Hey, but it's about time to wrap it up for another day. Tuesday we'll be back with you. Thursday, as Ronnie has already said. Enjoy the Iron Bowl discussion today, Ronnie.
Yes, I did too. Look forward to having some more calls next week, and get out there and hunt the money.
We had our first two today.
That's right.
All right, folks, we're going to say goodbye. Appreciate everyone listening in. See you again Thursday.
Have a good afternoon. See you guys.
another one bites the dust, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.